Hello, I'm Tom Baker. Here we are under hardship. But most spiritual breakthroughs come under hardship. Things get bad, then things turn holy. St. Francis of Assisi was recuperating after going to war when he got his call to renew the church. Inspired by Jesus on the cross, St. Francis gave himself to the poor of the world. Eckhart Tolle was severely depressed when one day he realized his own thinking was driving him crazy. He went from feeling powerless to enlightenment and the power of now. The modern mystic Byron Katie was so depressed that she slept on the floor, believing that she was not worth sleeping in a bed. It was only in that depression that she discovered the questions that would deliver her from the ordinary despair of the unexamined life. It is in a time like this when we can be more aware of God searching for us. Yes, we are not only searching for God, but God is searching for us. In the last 2 weeks, we have been told to stay home and not visit in groups. The COVID-19 virus has given us, paradoxically, the gifts of silence and aloneness. God contacts us when our minds are quiet, not preoccupied with distractions, and often when we are alone in the desert of solitude. During the summer before my ordination to the priesthood, I spent 2.5 months in a Trappist monastery in silence and in prayer. It was both the loneliest and the most enriching time I've ever spent in my life. I had to get used to being by myself, not talking to anyone, except at meals in the guest house when I mainly listened. My thoughts became loud in my head. I noticed that I thought of the future in terms of disaster. I thought of other people in terms of criticism and blame. I was shocked at how fearful and angry my thoughts were making me. Then, desperate to escape my chaotic mind, I began to concentrate on nature. I noticed how still the trees were and how silent. How noisy the corn was with all the bumblebees and the breeze blowing through the stalks. How confident the flowers were. How very calm nature in general is, accepting of itself just as it is, humble and strong. Nature is patient. It awakens and sleeps in the cycles of day and night without protest. As I sat beneath a great oak tree and felt its rooted wisdom, I realized that it was I who had made myself a stranger to nature, and my mind began to grow calm and quiet, like a pond in the morning. Over the days and weeks, as my mind slowed down, my thinking became more gentle, more tolerant of others' mistakes and shortcomings. In the prayer stall beside me was Father Louis. He sang everything off key. First, I found him annoying, but after a while, I heard his sincerity in his singing and wished I had his enthusiasm. After 2 months of quiet, a priest friend of mine came to visit me at the monastery. We drove into Atlanta on a Monday morning. This trip into a big city was to change forever how I saw people. As we drove into the city, I noticed how stiffly and awkwardly people were moving and how much in a hurry they all were, as if driven by some invisible force. Their faces were contorted, their eyes staring straight ahead. The whole city appeared to be panicking. I turned to my friend and asked with some alarm what was happening. He replied, "Well, nothing's happening. It's just rush hour. Everybody's hurrying to work." But my mind, quieted by 2 months of stillness and silence, resisted normalizing what was happening. "No," I said, "this is more serious than rush hour. These people are in crisis. They're terrified." "There's nothing to worry about," said my friend. "Everything really is okay." Then I realized that 2 months earlier, I would have said the same thing. Everything really is okay. But I was seeing with different eyes now and thinking with a calmer mind. What looked okay to my friend was terror we had all gotten used to. Terrible fear to which we had adjusted. A grotesque, barely controlled panic that we called rush hour. But the reason for this panic wasn't something that was happening outside of people. It was internal. It was thoughts of fear and anger and guilt urging people on to where they knew not. The whole day in Atlanta was disturbing. Everyone seemed to be in a trance of denial. A waiter dropped a tray in a restaurant. A cashier gave me the wrong change. We went to see the movie Jaws 2, and I got sick at my stomach watching sharks attack and eat teenagers, all for our entertainment. I was relieved to return to the solitude and quiet of the monastery. After I left the monastery at the end of the summer, it took me 6 months to get back to my normalizing eyes and ignore a terrified world. Yet I had had a long glimpse of the world as it is, full of fear, fearful anger, fearful tears, fearful stress. In the solitude and quiet of these days, in which the world stands still, now is the time to allow your mind to grow still, your eyes to become clear and face the fear around and within you. Instead of waging the war on the pandemic as our politicians are urging us to do, instead give thanks to the pandemic for offering us a global timeout in which to calm down. We have an inspirational video now I want you to watch. It's about gratitude and seeing deeply and clearly into ourselves. Imagine God looking over your shoulder as you watch it.
Thank you for shaking us and showing us we are dependent on something much bigger than we think. Thank you for making us appreciate the luxury we lived in, abundance of products, freedom, health, and realizing we were taking it for granted. Thank you for stopping us, to make us see how lost we were in the busyness, not having time for the most basic things. Thank you for allowing us to put aside all our problems we thought were so important and showing us what is actually important. Thank you for stopping the transport. The earth was begging us to look at the pollution for a very long time. We didn't listen. Thank you for all the fear. It has been a global disease for years, but not many of us wanted to face it. And now we have to face it and learn how to embrace it with love and with the support of our community. Thank you for this reevaluation of our lives. Thank you as we finally understand what it means that we are all connected. Thank you for the unity between all of us. We knew the world has to change. Thank you for helping us to undermine everything and giving us a chance to build a world from the very beginning.
This virus is part of us. It's between us, in us. It connected us all, either physically or energetically. Gratitude supports the immune system, but also lets us see things from many perspectives. And it's up to us which perspective we will choose. But best is to be aware of all of them.
Now, God did not cause the coronavirus. COVID-19 is not God's plague to bring us to our knees. God abhors sickness. That's why Jesus was a healer. But the Holy Spirit uses everything it finds in the world to bring the awareness of love to the world. The Holy Spirit used the cross to articulate God's loving forgiveness of the world. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. The cross, originally a sign of shame, became through the Spirit a symbol of salvation. COVID-19 can be the occasion for us to see with clear eyes and open hearts the fears to which we have become accustomed. Now, with soft eyes and quiet minds, we can see the world with compassion, withdraw attack thoughts from each other and from ourselves, and for the first time make the world a safe place. For there is no greater force on earth than someone who is harmless and loving. So be still and become gentle. Be quiet and become tolerant. Peer into your heart and become compassionate. Through this infirmity shall we all be made well. I almost forgot it, but it's never too late to meditate. Never too late to get quiet, to be still, to come to the stillness in your mind and heart, where the Lord waits, where love waits, where gentleness waits. Go to that place now and rest. Rest from a world that makes demands, a life that's unpredictable, people that surprise you. Rest from all your broken promises, all your disappointments, all that brings you down. Rest in that magnificent sense of love and peace, where God is present, where God is smiling upon you. And know in this silence that all is well.